once you said goodbye, and I was standing on solid ground.
Good morning, beautiful Texas. The great Paul Eason kicking things off for us on this holiday weekend. Loved or hated, but never ignored. You're tuned in to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. Got to spend some quality time with the ones that mean the most to me. And, of course, I also got to spend an equal amount of time in the deer blind and in the duck marsh with man's best friend, Maverick and Bell. What else can a Texas outdoorsman ask for, right? Anyway, I've got a great show lined up for you today. Off the top, we'll get into some serious whitetail management with Dr. Deer himself. That's right, Dr. James Kroll will be here in just a few minutes. When should you plant your food plots? How important is it to feed protein after the rut? All that good stuff and a whole lot more. Then a very special in-studio treat when longtime Dallas sportscaster and country music frontman George Dunham of the Bird Dogs stops by. He'll talk some fishing and play a couple tunes for us. So I'm really excited about that. We will then round out the broadcast by checking in with longtime Upper Texas Coast waterfowl guide Justin Beckendorf of Double J Outfitters. The prairie is on fire, and the ducks and geese haven't really even started to arrive yet, if that tells you anything. It's going to be a banner year along the Upper Texas Coast, and we'll get the inside scoop on that hot mess coming up here at the bottom of the hour. You know, the Upper Texas Coast is home to 1.5 million ducks and 1 million geese each winter. So great stuff coming up there as well. So deer, music, fishing, and ducks all on the docket for today. And man, that gets me pumped up. I tell you what, real quick, a reminder that you only have a couple days left to send in your favorite outdoor photos from the season. Whether that's a Texas sunrise, a strap of ducks, man's best friend, or an 8-pound bass she caught out on Choke Canyon, just email me your photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win this month's prize, which is a custom acrylic duck and goose calls from Cadence Duck Calls made right here in Texas. So that's our prize for this month. And don't forget that monthly winners will square off in our 2011 Photo of the Year contest. And the grand prize winner will accompany me on a 4-day, 4-night trophy whitetail hunt at the QB Ranch, meals, lodging, and guide included. So send in those photos, y'all, to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. James Kroll. We're talking whitetail management coming up next. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Yeah, it's a long way back to get to where I've been. Broke down again.
Everyone dreams of having a place out in the country, and Lone Star Ag Credit can make that dream a reality. Whether you're looking for 5 acres or 5,000, Lone Star Ag Credit can assure you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, and even on livestock, farm and ranch loans. Quit dreaming of that place in the country and start living it. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or pay them a virtual visit on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
How does hunting trophy whitetails along 10,000 acres of the scenic Colorado River sound? Well, that's what you'll find at Blue Creek Whitetails, located in Wharton County, only 1 hour southwest of Houston. They combine world-class lodging and southern-style meals, knowledgeable guides, and of course, monster whitetail bucks that will leave you wanting to come back year after year. At Blue Creek Whitetails, they live to hunt and would love to have you share your next whitetail trophy adventure with them. Call 979-543-6525 or visit BlueCreekWhitetails.com today. That's BlueCreekWhitetails.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
Hey everybody, this is Max Stalling, and you're listening to my buddy Cable Smith on Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I ain't your mama, I never claimed I'd be. Why the hell'd you ever go and marry me? I don't cook and I don't clean. They don't call me Miss Congeniality.
I Hate Your Mama, that's the name of that one from Black Top Gypsy, bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, thrilled to be here with you. By the way, that fiddle you hear, that is the lovely Heather Stallings, wife of our good buddy Max. Y'all be sure to check it out, Black Top Gypsy. Anyway, this segment of the show proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas premier seed company, offering everything you need for your winter and spring food plots, including the renowned Buck Forage Oats. To place your order or for more info, call 1-877-610-SEED. That's 1-877-610-SEED. And speaking of Buck Forage Oats, that segues us perfectly into what I want to get into next, and that, my friends, is whitetail management. And there is no bigger authority on whitetails in Texas than Dr. James Kroll, a.k.a. Dr. Deer. We do have a lot to cover, especially since we're in a drought year. So Dr. Kroll was kind enough to agree to come on both this week and next for a two-part mini-series on whitetail management during drought. Dr. Kroll, pleasure to have you back on the show.
Good to be here.
Ah, you bet. Always a pleasure. How's your whitetail season been so far?
Oh, it's been great. We've got, I think, four shows behind us for Dr. Deer North American Whitetail, and more importantly, I had my family out for our annual family hunt, and they all did well, and my new grandson, who's only 1 month old, was there with my daughter and son-in-law to harvest their first, or his first, doe. Now, he didn't pull the trigger, but he was there.
Man, and sharing those outdoor experiences is such an integral part of that lifestyle that we're both so passionate about. Now, Dr. Kroll, despite the fact that we had a record drought in 2011, there have still been some really nice and healthy deer harvested in many areas of Texas this season, which proves just how resilient these animals really are.
Oh, they're tremendously resilient. It's amazing, especially bucks. You know, once a buck gets to be mature, he can... His expenses are pretty low, and he can get along pretty well. And there's always that deer out there that has figured out a way to make it even in these bad times. So, yeah, they're usually are good deer killed even in bad years.
Yes, sir, and that has proven to be the case so far this season. Dr. Kroll, as you know, we're thrilled to have Sendero Seed Company and our mutual friend Rob Hughes as a new sponsor of the show. Rob is the Texas distributor of Buck Forage Oats, which you helped develop. So first of all, talk about the research that went into developing Buck Forage.
Yeah, Buck Forage is, we always laugh and say, is an overnight 19-year success. There's been a lot of work that went into this, and it's probably the only food plot company or food plot seed company that's actually been doing research over the years. And by research, I mean real research. We're here at Stephen F. Austin State University. We're partnered with LSU, Dr. Steve Harrison. And over the last 18, 19 years, we've he's been selectively breeding the oats that we look at and really like, and then we're in the business of testing them. We've got what we call our test professors, which are actually deer out there that tell us what they like and don't like. So There's some real science behind these things.
Yes, sir. And what vitamins and nutrients in buck forage make it such a desirable seed option?
Well, probably the number one thing that makes buck forage highly desirable is it has a very high percentage of alcohol and water-soluble carbohydrates and highly digestible energy. And oats, of the cereal grains, oats provide the most digestible energy, and that's what deer are really after. You know, it's got great protein, but it's digestible energy. And then the other thing that makes the Buck Forage variety different, which now is the LA604 is about to be the LA9917, is that they are cold tolerant. They're the only cold tolerant or cold resistant oat out there, and it just drives me crazy and the owner of the company, John Butler, crazy when people just say an oat is an oat, because that's absolutely not true.
Okay, now you mentioned that this seed, these oats, are cold resistant. So, in your opinion, is post-rut the most important time period to make sure you have food plots available for your deer herd?
Absolutely. That is a time when the bucks are really needing energy and are recovering. If you do health checks, which we do around the country, and look at the amount of fat on bucks versus does in January and February, the difference is like they might as well be different species.
Huh.
The does are really fat, and the bucks are just, I mean, they're down to nothing. And how much you recover those deer after the rut is going to have a lot to do with their, not their survival till the next rut, but also the size of antlers are going to have.
Okay, and when, in your opinion, is the ideal time to get those seeds in the ground?
In Texas, I've been fighting this battle for years. There's this mentality that says we're going to go to the lease or on opening day of dove season, and we're going to plant, which is the worst mistake you can make. You need to plant around the 1st of October, almost over the entire state. If you plant around the 1st of October, you're going to be a lot better off. You got plenty of time to get those oats up. I know that the bow season starts in, and you know, oats will come up. You got soil moisture in 3 or 4 days, deer right on them.
And now, is the importance of providing that additional food source, like a food plot, is that compounded by the fact that we had a record drought this past year in browse and other vegetation is not as abundant as it usually is?
Yeah, food plots, if you get them up and plant them right in at the right time, can have a big difference, or can make a big difference, especially in droughty years. And you have to remember the cereal grains were developed in Persia, which was Iraq and Iran, and those are pretty dry countries.
Uh-huh.
And so the cereal grains are very drought hardy if you can get them up, get their roots established.
Okay, well, let's switch gears here for a second, Dr. Kroll, and talk protein. If you're not feeding it year-round, when would you say is the most critical time frame to offer protein to your deer herd?
Somebody said to me, you can only have protein after 3 or 4 months. It would be February, March, April, and May. That is the most important time. There's a lot of misconceptions, about protein. You know, these people are out there feeding these feeds with pellet rations that are 22, 23% protein, or doing their deer some serious damage, especially in a drought year, because the deer tend to just live on, instead of the supplemental feed, it becomes a total feed. I've autopsied a lot of bucks in the last few years that under dry conditions have overfed on that high protein, but the feed killed them.
Mm.
But the difference between the food plots and feed is this. On our research facility, prior to planting our food plots, we're going through about 4,000 pounds of protein a week in a pelleted fashion. 10 days after our food plots are up, it drops down to 400 pounds. The difference between the cost of food plot and feed is about 15 to 18 cents a pound for pelleted ration and 2 cents a pound for a food plot forage.
So too much protein in a pellet form is actually quite harmful to your deer.
Yeah, too high protein is very dangerous, and you should always balance the protein. If you're going to evaluate, if you're buying a feed, evaluate it. The protein and the fiber content should be about equal, or you know, ideally 17-18% protein. You need anywhere from 12-15% fiber. Uh-huh. That'll help your the rumen out on your deer a lot.
Well, Dr. Kroll, unfortunately, we're out of time for this morning. We've covered when you should plant your food plots, what to look for when choosing that seed, and, of course, the ideal characteristics when choosing a protein pellet as well. Next week, we'll get into management philosophies during a drought year, especially in regards to doe harvest. We'll also get into the disturbing fact that as human population continues to grow, white-tailed deer are being viewed now by many folks as a pest instead of the majestic animals that deer hunters know them to be. And there's both good and bad aspects to that phenomenon, so we'll get into all of that next week as well. Real quick, Dr. Kroll, when do your shows air? We need to know so we can set those DVRs.
Well, I can't tell you exactly when they air. They're on all the time. I figured out the other day I'm on every 0.84 days. But if you look at the Sportsman's Channel, you look at Fox Sports and the Pursuit channels, you can go online, either NorthAmericanWhitetail.com or DrDeer.com, and it'll give you the programming dates. North American Whitetail, have Dr. Deer, Gordon Whittington, and I have.
So I don't know what it is with the outdoor celebrities. Most of you guys don't even know when your shows air. Easiest way to figure it out, then, I guess, is to go to DrDeer.com. Dr. Kroll, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to part two of our mini-series next weekend.
Yeah, and good luck, everybody. It's a good weekend to be out hunting deer.
You bet. Thanks again, and take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, there he goes, one of the most respected whitetail biologists in the country, Dr. Deer himself. As always, we appreciate his time. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by longtime Dallas radio personality turned frontman for a Texas country music band. It's George Dunham and the Bird Dogs live in studio. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Well, I've never seen this place, but I've been here waiting for you. I held on to your love forever. Tell me you wanted me to, for I believe it's true.
SAW has been serving DFW for 18 years. A Class 3 licensed dealer, SAW specializes in black rifles in both .223 and .308. They even have suppressors that will turn your weapon into a stealthy hog-killing machine. Of course, they also carry threaded barrels for Class 3 items, including pistols. Conveniently located at 184 South Collins Road in Sunnyvale, drop in and check out over 3,500 weapons and a full line of ammunition they have in stock. Call 972-226-3200 or place your order online at sawguns.com. That's sawguns.com.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters. Located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at, this one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith joined by our buddy Justin Beckendorf of Double J Outfitters. Justin, waterfowl nest success was up 20% this year. So how are things looking along the Upper Texas coast?
We're having great hunts. If you're one of those guys that can shoot 6 out of 6, we're going to send you home with a limit every morning. For the rest of us out there, we're shooting about 4 to 5 birds per person on average. This year so far, things are looking great, and I only expect things to get better from here on out.
Y'all heard the man. Things are heating up, so call 281-382-2644 to book your hunt today, or visit DoubleJJOutfittersTX.com.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris in Goldthwait, Texas, and that's a big part of Hoffpower's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait. If you're not familiar with us, that's why we're here. We're going to fix that right now. Hoffpower Polaris is proud to be the new presenting sponsor for the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Hoffpower Polaris is the largest Polaris dealer in Texas, and there's a good reason for it. We sell more fun, work, and hunting buggies than anybody else. We have the best overall selection of Polaris products in all of Texas. Everything from a little Polaris 90 for one of the kiddos to ride around up to a loaded up Polaris crew cab. If Polaris makes it, we've got it, and we've got more than anybody else in the countryside, and we're going to sell it to you cheaper than anybody else will as well. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com, or you can just click on the link here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show webpage, and it'll take you right to us. By all means, pick up the phone and call us today, too, 1-888-428-7583, and in case you didn't know it, Hoff Parish has been in Central Texas for almost 47 years now, and folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Howdy, everybody. Kevin Fowler here, and a happy, happy holidays to you. thank you very much for listening, my good buddies, right here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Something's wrong, but he won't say. The way he's acting should give it away. Staying out late, not saying a word. Well, silence says everything. The signposts they all read. Oh, there's a road up ahead. Yeah, I can spell it out.
All right, a little Kevin Fowler bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. Thanks for sharing a part of your weekend with me. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving and that you were able to spend it with those who mean the most to you. This segment of the show proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of their convenient Metroplex locations, including the newest Rudy's in front of the Cabela's in Allen. Rudy's, true Texas-style barbecue. Well, moving right along here, y'all are no strangers to the fact that our show combines great Texas country music and the outdoors. I believe they go hand in hand, and so I am thrilled to have live in studio longtime Dallas radio personality and Bird Dogs frontman George Dunham, as well as lead guitarist Steve Porcari. Great to have you guys with us.
You bet. Thanks for having us. Appreciate
pleasure.
It.
My pleasure. Obviously, I've been listening to you on the ticket for probably since I was in middle school.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were one of the folks who made me want to get into radio. You know, if you can't play professional sports, might as well talk about
That's right, yeah.
But so I started out at Baylor, did business there for 3 years, and was like, forget this, I'm going to UNT. And,
I was a business major to start out. I only lasted a semester, though, as a business major, yeah. And well, that didn't take long.
So transferred to your alma mater, North Texas. 15 years later, here we are. And I guess, you know, I ended up going a little different route, and that's kind of what brought us together today, your love for Texas country music.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the history of the Bird Dogs.
Yeah, it's a pretty short one. And, you know, you're talking to the two guys who started the band. Steve and I had known each other. Steve also went to North Texas, and he came a little bit after me, but worked on the broadcast up there when I was, you know, doing play-by-play. And then he worked at the Ticket as an engineer and actually was the board operator for a while on the Dunham and Miller show. And I don't know, we ran into each other 4 years ago, I guess it was, somewhere around 2007. I said, hey, I've really gotten into Texas country, and I'm thinking about starting a band. And I just figured we'd basically be a Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen, Chris Knight cover band, you know.
Right.
And that's how he said, hey, I'm in. And he put together the rest of the guys, Pablo, who's on drums, and Clay Powers on steel, and Travis Beal, our bass player. And we just started playing, you know, Randy Rogers tunes and things like that. And that was about the time that I started writing, you know, inspired by Randy and Brady to start writing. And I was in bands in high school and college and did a little bit of writing, but not much. And it just started, I don't know, flowing, writing. And two songs became four, and then we had a half dozen, we had 12. And, you know, they were great, really encouraged me. Hey, keep writing. Let's play something different. And that's what's really been gratifying to me, is that we're just a collection of guys who have different ideas about music and politics and everything. But, you know, together – it is a little different, you know. Steve's a Grateful Deadhead, you know. I'm more of a U2 Beatles kind of background, but, you know, the first song that I ever listened to that I loved was Truck Driving Man by Jim and Jesse, and Buck Owens covered it. And so I, you know, I kind of have some country background. And then once we started playing, it has been great. And we put their first album together, Our Hope, a couple of years ago. And just kept writing, and then we just came out with, you know, our latest CD, Foolhardy Dreams, in September. And, you know, now we got over 20 songs, and we're still, you know, playing, and it's just been great. It's been one of the most gratifying things that I've ever been a part of, you know. It's just, it's a way to channel some creativity and do something musically that I didn't do. I was a young dad and didn't really, you know, have time to go play gigs or anything like that.
Right.
And not that I have time now, but I just kind of feel like, you know, it's something I wanted to do. And I kind of – here's another influence on the band was, believe it or not, Lou Holtz.
Really?
You know, we had him on our talk show one day, and he said, when I turned 50, he got fired, and he sat down, and he made a list of things that he wanted to do. And it was long before the bucket list was ever around or anything like that. And he said, these are the things I want to do before I die. I said, well, you know, that's pretty good. You know, we got this short time that we're here. We might as well do what we want to do. And that's one of the things I wrote down. I said, start a country band and see where it goes. And this is where we are.
Right on. And now you guys are – I've seen you open up for Jason Bolan.
Yeah.
At the KHYI annual. And then seeing you play at Love and War, and now you're not just opening up for bands. You've got your own gigs. And
Yeah, we're going to be at Tolbert's on December 2nd in Grapevine, and then we play Dan Silverleaf in Denton on December 9th. We're doing that along with the Craig McDaniel Band, and it's going to be a Denton CD release party. Our CD's been out for a while, but we kind of consider ourselves a Denton County band because I live in Denton County, and we have probably our most of our followers are people from Argyle or from the University of North Texas, you know, who we kind of have this very small cult following. And so that was a chance, you know, for us to, you know, you pay $8 at the door and you get a CD too. So, you know, Josh Jones, one of your affiliates, KHYI in Dallas, has been really supportive of us. And we've been really fortunate, not only people like that, but some of the artists. Randy Rogers has had us play with him a couple times, and we've had a chance to play with Casey Donahue and Josh Abbott. And the guys on the Texas scene have been really supportive of us, and that's been really cool too.
Yeah, they're great. That's one of the reasons why I love my job so much. They're very approachable.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys play a tune off of the latest record.
How about we play the title track, Fool-Hearted Dreams? Yeah, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Glass is always half full. I still have time and my team always has a chance. And I can hear the music. Never been afraid to dance. Well, I've always been that way. Will I change? It's hard to say. Blame it on me. Fool-hearted dreams, my wild imagination, it's always what it seems. They blame it on me. Still dream of being a trucker. See the world one interstate at a time. And I've been called a sucker for buying into everything's fine. So I keep it between the lines. And I drive those highways in my mind. Blame it on me and my fool-hearted dreams. My wild imagination, it's always what it seems. They blame it on me. In this world of darkness, ain't nothing but bad news all the time. Well, I can't be that heartless. I know there's light and I'm gonna see it shine. Well, that's the way it ought to be. Wish that everyone could see. Like, blame it on me. And my fool-hearted dreams, my wild imagination, it's always what it seems. They blame it on me. blame it on me. My foolhardy dreams.
All right, great stuff there from the Bird Dogs, George Dunham and Steve Precari. That's the title track off of Foolhardy Dreams, the latest record. Great stuff there, guys.
Thank you.
Not bad for a sports talk show.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. The whole thing's weird. I mean, it's a guy in his 40s. He does a sports talk show, does Texas music. And I get asked all the time, what do the other Texas guys think of you? And Steve and I finally figured it up. I think they look at me as the drunk uncle of Texas music. That's the best thing I can figure.
Right on, right on. Well, why don't you guys go ahead and play another song?
All right.
And then we'll take a quick break.
All right, this song called Flowers in the Vase. My wife and I have been married for 25 years, and believe it or not, I still give her flowers. Not every week, but darn near. The flowers are, for the most part, fresh in the house. 2, 3, 4. There were flowers on the altar. There were dreams in our head. And I still remember every word you said. There were times when we were restless at the changes at every turn. Well, you think by now, after all this time, I'd learn. I close my eyes, see the smile that's on your face. And there's still flowers in the vase. Not easy living with a dreamer. Don't always do just what I plan. But when it comes to us, you know just where I stand. Never claim to have all the answers. Sometimes I don't have a clue. But when it comes to us, you know what I'll do. I close my eyes, see the smile on your face. And there's still flowers in the vase. You always wonder how it's gonna work out. There's no guarantee. It's up to you and me. Close my eyes, see the smile that's on your face. And there's still flowers in the vase. Close my eyes, see the smile on your face. And there's still flowers in the vase. Always be flowers in the vase.
All right. Celebrating 25 years of marriage, man. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
That's
Thank
awesome. You. Once again, George and Steve of the Bird Dogs. Guys, we have to take a quick break. Y'all are good to stick around for another segment?
You bet. Gonna talk right. fishing?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're gonna talk a little fishing.
Hot dog.
Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more from one of my favorite bands. It's the Bird Dogs, live in studio. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury Motor.
Falcon Rods, Lowrance Electronics, and Lake Fork Trophy Lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com. Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of GameGuard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature GameGuard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out. And it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net.
After the breakup, he was back on the scene. New pair of boots and $100 jeans. He's ready to move on. It was time to turn the page. But everyone at the bar that night was less than half his age. So I took a step back.
Young Man's Game, the name of that one. Great stuff from the Bird Dogs off their latest album, Fool-Hearted Dreamer. I'm Cable Smith, and we've still got George Dunham and Steve Precari of the Bird Dogs live in studio with us here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors show. Now, I might be a little biased, but I can't think of a better name for a band than the Bird Dogs. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Blue Creek Whitetails, located in Wharton County along the beautiful Colorado River. Visit BlueCreekWhitetails.com to book your trophy whitetail hunt today. Well, as I mentioned, we've got George and Steve of the Bird Dogs in studio with us. And George, I know that you enjoy getting out on the water and wetting a line with your boys from time to time out there at Possum Kingdom.
Well, I've got three boys. I've got one who's graduated from college, one who's playing football at the University of North Texas, and then I got a sixth grader. So we spent a lot of family time at the lake. I grew up on the lake, and Canyon Lake was our big lake in San Antonio and Lake LBJ.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in Central Texas. And, yeah, PK's been our family lake now for 7 years, and we've been through some awful fish kills up there. It used to be a great striper fishing lake in white bass, and the white bass fishing's still okay. And I've set a trot line a couple times in our cove. I am one of the worst fishermen of all time, but I love it. You know, it's something I used to do with my dad a lot growing up. And there was times we did okay. There were times where we fished for 3 hours and never caught a thing. But to me, it's still, outside of playing guitar, to me, it's still the most relaxing thing to do. It's much more relaxing than golf. Golf's frustrating. And I actually took up fly fishing last year. I'm horrible at that, too,
but it's
tough. Getting better. And we've caught a couple of trout, you know, up at the Brazos right below the dam of PK. They stock it three or four times a year with rainbows and go up there and fly fish. And I snap more flies than I catch fish, but it's fun. And you talk about relaxing. I love fly fishing, and I want to go this spring. I want to get work on my casting a little bit, and this spring I'd like to go up somewhere in the Northwest, you know, and get on a stream in Idaho somewhere and mm-hmm. see what I can do. Maybe get some big browns or something like that. But, yeah, I love fishing. I'm not very good at it. And a friend of mine, in fact, the guy we're playing with in Denton on December 9th, Craig McDaniel, he and I went in on a bass boat together this past year, and we've taken it out a couple times, and he's a much better fisherman than I am, but I want to take it out this winter too and learn how to get a little better with that and work some banks and things like that. I've taken a lot of advice, and I listen well, and I grew up watching Jimmy Houston, but I'm still not very good. But I enjoy it, though. I really do.
Well, I mean, the thing that helped me out a lot was just going with a guide.
Right,
And then, you know, they're great teachers.
Yeah.
And
I've been out a couple times with the guides, and they have helped, absolutely, yeah.
Did you take a fly fishing lesson?
No, just from a guy, a friend of mine who knows how, you know, and no, I need to. I need to go to a seminar or two and work on that. But it's fun. You fly fish much?
I've been 2 years now. We've gone to New Mexico the last two Septembers and
yeah.
I've gone up there around Red River. Mm-hmm. And the first year, I think I caught three fish. And then this past September, I lost count. I mean, it was
really?
Night and day.
Once
but it was so frustrating the first year.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
But talk about snapping something flies.
About, oh, I know, man. I've snapped so many of them. But when you're standing in that stream, though, and just, you know, and just here, the Brazos is beautiful, you mm-hmm. know, and the Texas wildlife. I can't imagine being on a stream somewhere in, you know, Idaho or Colorado trying to work it, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Saltwater fishing. Do you ever get down to the coast?
You know, I haven't in years. Gosh, it's probably been 10 years or so. One time in spring training, back when the Rangers used to train in Florida, Port uh-huh. Charlotte, the crew, we went out and we caught some reds and, God, what was the name of the Jack?
Amberjack?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we caught some of those. but no, I have not been out. And as much as I love the water, and I grew up in a family of boaters and swimmers too. My brothers and sisters were swimmers, and you know, I was too till about seventh grade. As much as I love the lake, as much as I love the water, I can't get out more than about a half mile or so from the shore, and I start, you know, the seas start rolling, and man, I don't know. I'm not a man of the sea. I'm a lake dude, and I could stay out in the lake all day long, but I don't know about that ocean.
Last time I went, I had to take some Dramamine.
It's just a little too rocky for me.
I love it, but yeah, it can grab you.
Yeah,
we go ahead and let y'all play another tune.
Yeah, this song is the first song of ours that ever got played on the radio, and the range in Dallas was the first one to play it. Wrote it about my dad, who's been gone for 7 years. Or heard a guy coming into a restaurant one day, and I didn't see him. He was behind me, and his voice sounded just like my dad's. I mean, just like my dad's. And I turned around. He looked nothing like my dad, but it was a pretty wild experience, and I went home and wrote this song, and it's called Thought It Was You. Stand in line at the end of the day, staring in space. Thought I heard a familiar tone, and I turned to see your face. Been years since you've been gone. Where your spirit carries on, and I thought it was you. Thought I heard your voice. Was I dreaming this through? Well, I turned around to see if it was true. What would I say? What would I do? Well, thought it was you. Not a day goes by, but you don't cross my mind. I search my heart for memories, not knowing what I'll find. Been years since you've been gone, but your spirit carries on. And I thought it was you. I thought I heard your voice. Was I dreaming this through? Well, I turned around to see if it was true. What would I say? What would I do? Well, I thought it was you.
tell me you were proud. The man that I've become. I still could use your help around here. So much left undone. Guess you know what you left behind. Wish we could talk just one more time. And I thought it was you. I thought I heard your voice. Was I dreaming this through? Well, I turned around to see if it was true. What would I say? What would I do? Well, I thought it was you. Tell me, what was that about? Yeah, I thought it was you. Would you tell me you were proud? Yeah, I thought it was you.
All right, great song there for, you know, anybody that's ever lost anyone.
Yeah.
It's, makes me think of my grandfather.
Oh, I know. We've had a lot of reaction to that song. And I don't know, it's one of those, you know, some songs you really struggle to write. And that was one that, you know, after I had that experience that day, I went home and I wrote the song in 10 minutes and we started playing it. And, that song is really still really special to us.
Great stuff, man.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to let you out of here without your Cowboys prediction for the rest of the season.
I think they're in pretty good shape. I really do. I think their schedule helps them. Their season basically comes down to what do they do in the two Giants games.
Mm-hmm.
A split, I think they're in good shape. They beat them both times. They're the division winner by one or two games. They lose both to them. They probably miss the playoffs because it looks like you're going to have to win the NFC East if you're the Cowboys to get in. I think this is, for the most part, a transitional year, but it could be a transitional year that puts them in the playoffs, and a lot of that I think has to do with DeMarco Murray. He's been a pleasant surprise for them, and all of a sudden they've got this force now that makes them a much more dynamic team and that can, you know, make the playoffs and who knows, maybe even, you know, win again. It's not always the best team that makes it to the Super Bowl. I didn't hear a lot of Green Bay talk, you know, last December, in November and December. In fact, they barely made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If Chicago beats them on that last regular season game, they don't get in. So if you can get hot in November and December, and then, you know, carry that into January, that's usually the team that goes. And I wouldn't rule that out for this team. I also wouldn't rule it out that, you know, they get swept by the Giants and somehow find themselves on the outside looking in. It's been a crazy year in the NFL, though, and it's one of those years that I think if you could just get in, then you could be a part of the craziness in January, and who knows, you may find yourself in the Super Bowl.
Right on, right on. Well, George, it's been a pleasure listening to you.
Hey, thanks for having us on. Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed this morning. Enjoyed listening to you for the last 18 years.
Yeah, I've been going 17 now.
17
but,
years.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. We appreciate it.
Steve, pleasure having you as well. And y'all be
Steve
sure
doesn't talk much. He's a man of few words.
Y'all be sure to check out the website, birddogsband.com, the latest album, Full Hearted Dreams. And George has given me a couple of CDs to give away the next couple weeks. We'll start doing that as well, so y'all stay tuned on how to get those as well.
Yeah, check us out. Is it Bird Dog Music? It's something. MySpace. Yeah, Bird Dog Music on MySpace.
Okay. And y'all's website
is Bird Dog Music for Twitter. And then
birddogsband.com.
There you go, birddogsband.com. Thank
All
you,
right.
Cable.
You bet. Been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
There they go, y'all. Big round of applause for the Bird Dogs. Let's take a quick break. Up next, we're talking ducks and geese with longtime waterfowl guide Justin Beckendorf of Double J Outfitters. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Care about is gone. I wanted to ride left last night. Left me all alone.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
Introducing the new Southern Deer Stands Extreme Hunt Bicycle. Combining stealth and versatility, the Extreme Hunt Bicycle even folds up for compact storage. What's not to like? It costs less than an ATV and doesn't require any gas. Cover ground quicker and quieter while safely carrying your bow, rifle, or fishing poles to your quarry. Plus, you'll keep in shape at the same time. So for one of the best hunting investments you'll ever make, call 214-551-1530 or visit southerndeerstands.com for more information.
And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Man.
Some classic Alan Jackson bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. A quick reminder for everyone to hurry into Cabela's for their Christmas sale. You'll get incredible savings on gifts you really want, like 25% off Cabela's cold weather base layers. Also, your choice of Remington 9mm 115 grain or Hornady 17 HMR and Herder 7.62 ammo, all just $9.99 each. And get doorbusters starting early this Saturday while they last. Cabela's in Allen, Fort Worth, and Buda. Cabela's, your ultimate gift outfitter. Well, moving along here, what do y'all say we talk some ducks this morning as we wind down the first split of the 2011-2012 Texas waterfowl season? And here to visit with us today is longtime waterfowl guide and champion duck and goose caller, Justin Beckendorf of Double J Outfitters. Thanks for joining the show, buddy.
Absolutely.
Certainly glad to have you. You and your partner Joe have been at this for some time, man. So talk a little bit about y'all's background. I know that Joe has been hunting the Katy Prairie for 20 years, and you are actually a second-generation waterfowl guide.
It's definitely a passion. I don't think anybody, whether you're guiding or have an outfit or just a guy that likes to do it on the weekend, you definitely have to have a passion for this, and we both do. Like you said, I've been around this since I was a kid. My dad guided, and I grew up following his footsteps. I lived the, you know, for me anyway, the perfect childhood, following his footsteps and learning the ins and outs and really learning the conservation end of it and just to appreciate the wildlife. Joe started when he was just a teenager, and just fell in love with it like all of us have. And the rest is history. Just really enjoy the sport and the camaraderie that comes from it. The old thing is, you'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do, and we definitely love this.
And when did you guys officially start Double J Outfitters?
Double J Outfitters officially has been started in 2000 and have been doing it ever since.
Wow, so y'all been at this for 12 years now. Justin, talk a little bit about the unique and diverse hunting opportunities that are available in that Upper Texas Coast region.
We have such a diverse ecology where we're located. Where I live and grew up in Katy, my dad farmed rice, so we've got a bunch of rice fields out here. You can drive 30 minutes in either direction and be in a cornfield or a winter wheat field. We've got two big river systems that are within a 45-minute drive of us, so you get the flooded timber. You can go down the coast just about an hour drive, and you're hunting, you know, marshes. the coastal marshes. So we really do get to experience almost every type of waterfowl hunting you can imagine, all within a relatively short drive time.
Uh-huh. And just some numbers for everyone. The Upper Texas coast is home to 1.5 million wintering ducks and over a million geese, you know, each winter. And that's a staggering number of birds.
It really is. And it, like you said, it's a staggering number of birds just to even think about. But to see some of these big roost ponds that we've managed over the years, to see the birds get up off that roost in the morning, I've been doing this since I was a kid, and it still is just the coolest experience to see, you know, 25,000 geese get up at one time and just almost completely block out the sun. You know, it still gives me goosebumps, and especially for somebody that's never been able to experience that, it's mind-boggling, and it's something that people that aren't frequent visitors to the Upper Texas coast, they don't get to experience that. And it's just, it's phenomenal to see that many birds and the diversity. I mean, we've got, you know, the deep diving ducks, the puddle ducks, the geese, and we've got ducks that most people, north of us in the northern states, you know, they get a lot of duck hunting up there, but we get the birds like the pintail, by the hundreds that they don't get to experience. We have a lot of guys that will come in from up north just to see pintail and just to shoot pintail because they don't get the opportunity with their at. They're mainly, you know, mallards and stuff like that. So to see a group of 50 pintail just come in right over your decoys and hover, it's amazing. And a lot of guys don't get to experience that until they come to Texas.
Right on. And, you know, the Katy Prairie, that whole area has long been kind of regarded as the mecca of goose hunting in the United States.
Right, yeah, you know, it's always been said, and a few towns have made claims to be the goose capital of the world. You know, I'm not going to be the deciding vote, but it's something you have to experience. Again, there's no other place in the world like it to winter such a large number of geese. It's unreal.
Well, Justin, you know we've had a record drought here in 2011. So right now, as we're 3 weeks into the season, what species have been making up the most of your hunter straps up to this point?
Yeah, and that's the number one question I've gotten from hunters this year is how is the season because of the drought? It's no secret we've had one of the driest years on record going back to the late 1800s. We're in the waterfowl business. We need water, and we're definitely in a short supply of that. But surprisingly, we've had a great season. We've got a record number of birds. The hatch was phenomenal this year. So I think that helps. We're fortunate enough to be able to pump a lot of our water if we don't have Mother Nature's help. So we're holding a lot of birds. We've been shooting a big variety of birds, which is surprised me in a good way. We're shooting blue-winged teal, green-winged teal, gadwall, widgeon, have some early mallards down, model ducks, pintail, shovelers, even some diamond ducks on the prairies. So we shot a big variety, including wood ducks. So we're not going out and shooting 75% of our bag limit in teal or spoonbills or anything like that. We've got a good variety, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm. And out of all those ducks, which one is your favorite one to shoot? If you had to pick one, I love shooting all of them. But for me, the kind of the pintail is the most regal, in my opinion. I get real excited about pintails, like you mentioned earlier.
Right, you know, they're you can't beat a pintail just because I think they make you work for it more than any. You see them coming up to where they're just little specks in the sky and just tornado down. I would have to say if I had to pick one, probably the teal, just because they're so fast and they're so acrobatic. You know, they don't give you that perfect shot every time. They're just so fast. You get a big group of 20 to 50 of them come in. And sometimes it's hard to just pick one out and aim at it because they're everywhere. So I would say, you know, probably my favorite is the teal just because they're so acrobatic, so fast, and it's just such an intense bird to hunt.
And another cool thing about the Upper Texas coast is that you guys get fully plumed out blue-winged teal, which we do not get in much of the rest of the state. You know, they come through early during the early teal season, and, man, that's our last crack at them up here, at least in North Texas anyway.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the blue winged teal, a lot of times they come through, like you said, early September, and then they make their voyage down to Mexico. But we do get a lot of those birds start to filter back, especially towards the latter half of the season, to where you can really get one that's just fully plumaged out, has great color. So if you're looking for one to go on the wall, you know, late in season, we've got them. And it's not just the teal, you know, all the ducks. The pintail have the big, long sprigs. Mallards have their full color. So late in the season, they just get beautiful.
Well, Justin, I can't wait to get down there and experience it myself after the split.
Ooh, we're excited about having you down here.
It is going to be awesome, man. And one other great thing about Justin and Joe, if they're not loaded up with birds, they're going to tell you because they've built their business based on integrity. Y'all be sure to check out the website, doublejjoutfitterstx.com, and they will take pride in putting you on what will be the best waterfowl hunt of your season. I guarantee you.
Absolutely. If you guys keep up the good work, and really do appreciate you having us on this morning.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, buddy. I look forward to touching base with you again in December for our Coastal Waterfowl Report. That is going to do it for this morning's show, as we are out of time. Thanks to our guest this morning, of course, Dr. James Kroll. Also, the Bird Dogs, George Dunham and Steve Percari, and, of course, Justin Beckendorf of Double J Outfitters. Next week, I know that we'll be joined by one of my favorite musicians and avid outdoorsman, Kevin Fowler, among other things, so you'll want to tune in for that. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors show. Happy holidays. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying, y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
I fell in with an outlaw band. Their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico.